The King James Version of the Bible says, quote, "And he said unto them, Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Walter Blaylock is the senior pastor of the Living Gospel Church of God in Christ located in Elgin. His ministry started in the streets more than 30 years ago.
Because we did what the Bible told us to do, go out into all the world and witness. And so it was comfortable for me. So when the pandemic hit, I asked my audio people, are we ready to have service in the parking lot?
And that's just what they did. Janine Smith Underwood used to live in Elgin, but now stays in Round Lake. She says she's been a member of the congregation for 30 years. She explains that online worship services are difficult for her because she likes being around people.
I like coming here. You know, this is my ministry. This is my church home. But I needed to feel safe. So I feel very safe because I'm out in my car.
Rebecca White Newgren is the pastor of the Second First Church in Rockford. Her church went digital right away after the onset of the pandemic. But when Illinois went into phase 4 of the Restore Illinois plan, she says they decided to have service outside in front of a recent community mural at the church.
And it was lovely and beautiful, and then we realized it was just harder to drag all of those sound cards through the grass, and so we moved to the parking lot.
Newgren explains that the crowd gathered in a large circle. Those who participated in the service stayed in the middle, and everyone else sat in chairs about 10 feet apart. She adds that some people stayed in their cars during the service. Blaylock's setup was similar this summer. Audio equipment was set up in the parking lot, much like an outdoor concert. He preached in front of a small podium as the crowd interacted. Blowing car horns took the place of people saying amen and other encouraging words. Outside worship seems like the perfect setup during a pandemic. But what happens when the weather changes? Newgren says that since temperatures dropped, about 10 people are welcomed inside of the church. The rest have to watch online. She shares that Second First is trying to figure out a way to continue outdoor services.
We've got to figure out the technology of it, but I hope to be able to preach as long as I can in this frigid temperature outside.
Blaylock says the cold weather won't cover his outreach with frostbite. He plans to continue outdoor services even during glove and hat season. He explains that those in Elgin can tune their FM dial and listen right from their cars. This past Sunday morning, Blaylock preached inside the Elgin church due to personal reasons. Some parishioners joined him, while a few stayed in their cars. A few minutes before the service ended, church member Glenn Miller came out of the building with a bucket. He handed out church literature and collected offerings from those sitting in their cars. Miller has been a member of the Elgin Church for about 12 years. He says he will continue to come to service, even if it is in the parking lot.
As long as I feel that I'm still safe, I'll come out. But at the same time, I just miss being with my fellow saints as well. So even saying that, I still try to maintain the 6 feet distance and still wear my mask.
The temperature in Elgin was 37 degrees on the first Sunday in November, and as time goes on, temperatures will drop even lower. But for many churchgoers, neither cold temperatures nor a pandemic will keep them at home. I'm Yvonne Booz.